Here we are on the glorious Easter weekend, which this year just happens to coincide with Tax Obligation Day. We're here talking about the history of the United States Tax Code with Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University. We appreciate you taking time off from your family this Easter weekend and joining us here in the studio. Really appreciate that.
It's good to be here, but the ham will be waiting.
The ham will be waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, still be there.
Doesn't everybody have ham on Easter weekend?
Yes, absolutely. So
I was pointing crawfish. I don't know about
crawfish. we have a crawfish stuffed ham. What have you got in the way of wrap up here that would be an uplifting note as it involves our conversation of the tax code?
Well, you know, it's interesting that we were talking about the shot heard around the world that started our American Revolution, again, on the premise of kind of a taxation without representation, unequal taxes, unfair taxes kind of thing. It's very interesting that after Lexington Concord, John Adams basically said that, you know, after today, you have to choose sides. You cannot be in the middle anymore. You have to basically go with the patriot kind of side because this represents how far the government would go. George Washington received news and wrote to friends saying the once happy and peaceful plains of America are either to be drenched in blood or inhabited by slaves. What a sad alternative. But the virtuous man cannot hesitate to make his choice. And a group of hunters, when they heard the news out in the middle of the wilderness, they named their campsite Lexington, became Lexington, Kentucky.
Very good. Okay. And this all started because the Patriots here on our eastern shoreline were upset by the rules being made so far away in London. What's the distance between Richmond, Virginia, and London, and Phoenix and D.C.? If we're upset about people so far away making rules that impact us, are we close to the same mileage?
Probably about the same 3,500 miles away. we could probably argue that we're not very well represented, but that might be a criticism on our elected officials as opposed to the fact that we don't have any representation.
Well, true, we chose them.
I can't thank you enough for joining us this particular weekend. You're always one of our most enjoyable guests. Dr. David Dean, Assistant Professor of History at Grand Canyon University. Thanks a million.
Love to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about traveling Arizona here with our Arizona staycation. Now, you've got a couple special sets of wheels.
Yeah, I own a couple of 1965 Corvairs.
Are they both hard tops?
One's a convertible, one's a hard top. I buy the same year because I don't have to keep track of multiple year parts.
Okay, all right. That's the efficiency side of you.
Yeah.
The inefficiency side of you is putting that top down, and when you get on the highway with your sweetheart, where in Arizona do you like to take that convertible Corvair?
There's some great places. Just a few weeks ago, I did a drive from, went up to see Fort Apache, and then did a drive down through the Salt River Canyon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beautiful drive.
Yes.
What a fun drive that is. Last weekend, I was in Tucson with a car show down at the Desert Diamond Resort down there. They had an all Chevy car show. So Tucson, you guys talked about Tucson last week. It was terrific down there. I like the Pima Air and Space Museum down in Tucson.
Yes.
Prescott is always a fun place to go. A family trip we did a couple years ago to Grand Canyon was awesome. There's so many places in Arizona to go and visit.
We had a great visit. I wasn't here, but I was able to listen to it in my motel room. Y'all were talking, Romy and Jennifer, with a man from Tucson.
Mr. Mark Irvin of Commercial Real Estate Services joined us for the whole hour.
He's the city well.
He does. He's on the Rio Nuevo District Project.
Okay.
And was just filling us in on all the things that have come to pass so far and then all the things that they have in the future. And Romy and I got to experience some of what's all up and down Congress now. Main Street there in old downtown, they have just revitalized the whole area. It's bordered by the Fox Theater.
Yeah.
They've redone that all the way down to the Rialto. And there's more, but that's kind of the main strip you walk. All kinds of little boutique-y, unique restaurants.
What is that little restaurant in the Congress Inn? We've had some great meals there.
Romy had a really
simple... What was the name of it?
The Cup?
Wasn't it the Cup?
Cafe Cup or something? Yeah. It was just, you wasn't what you would expect.
We've had great meals at Maynard's Market, mm-hmm. right there across by the railroad station.
Well, it's like the eating capital of the country. It's just so many
Tucson?
Wonderful places. Yes, you should, have you ever? Yes, they have so many different places.
Who designated it that? I'm gonna contest that.
All right.
As much as I like Tucson, it's the food capital of the country.
Eclectic.
The most variety.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. Okay, I could see that for sure.
Not that it's the best to eat.
Okay.
But it's the biggest variety.
But they are good.
Oh yeah, I didn't have a complaint. It was had some great meals while we were there.
But do they have Cajun food down there?
Not yet.
There is one. There is one.
I haven't found one downtown. Is
no,
there
no,
one downtown?
No, it, no. It's outside
way up
of town.
On Speedway, if I remember right.
Well, it's actually on the way up to Mount Lemmon on that road that takes up to the
one.
Northwest northeast outside of town. But the Arizona staycation is what we're talking about, and we recently had a winner.
It was a family.
That actually booked a room in Tucson.
Mm-hmm, downtown Tucson, and they took little day trips. You know, from downtown, you can get to the Karchner Caverns, Biosphere, Kitt Peak, the Vineyards, Bisbee, Tombstone. There's no shortage of things you can get out and do a day trip.
Yeah.
And then if you just like hiking.
The Apple Orchards, tons of hiking for sure. You
the
can
Mission
get up to
Gardens
Mount Lemmon.
Down there.
You can go down the I-19 corridor and see the Presidio State Park. That is one of the best underutilized state parks we've got in the entire state of Arizona. It is so interesting to study the number how the Spanish used the Santa Cruz River basically as a freeway into Arizona, and the numbers of people and did you see? Did you need to know? Did you see they were tearing up some property in downtown Phoenix, and they discovered a whole new village,
Hohokam
Village?
I hadn't seen that.
And they're picking the homes up, moving them to Pueblo Grande Museum. We got to get somebody in from Pueblo Grande Museum.
We do. Staycation. Go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz. Sign up. We wipe it clean. You can sign up once a month, and we'll get you on the road.
Thank you, Sanderson Ford, for sponsoring it.